This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paul, we're back. It's been a few weeks. Episode 123. Where should we start? Let's start with the hat. I got the hat on for a reason. Kings are hot, man.
They are hot.
I know it's a long ass season, but dude, we're second place.
They're winning games that I'm liking the way they're winning games, like very gritty. And I feel like we're not a team of like enforcers. We're not a team of the thugs, but like we're just playing very physical.
Especially on the road,
how we've looked the past couple seasons.
And dude, you love to see the Oilers. I know the Oilers are probably turning around, but you see that they're 2-8.
Yeah, they're gonna turn it around though.
Huh? I know, but
you know it's coming.
No, we got guys. I love that trade of Dubois. How do you even say his name? Do you know
Dubois?
There you go. And then Trevor Moore has been unbelievable. We're winning games. We're also the goaltending's been good too as well. Talbot, and who's the other guy?
But here's the crazy thing about the Kings and the hockey season. If you look at us, we've been consistent. You look at some of the other teams in our division, the only other one that's been consistent right now is the Knights. The Canucks are in second place right now, and they have been dog shit the past few years. They look actually really good.
Good. Yeah, exactly. And then, speaking of the Knights.
Anaheim's
won six in a row. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat Boston. What the hell's going on?
And they got Pittsburgh again tonight, I think.
Yeah, and then, we got Knights tomorrow night. That's a hell of a game. I mean, this early in the season doesn't really, I mean, I guess it matters for later down for seeding and stuff, but every game, we'll see how we measure up with them, right? We'll see how we measure up tomorrow.
You know what's scary? Is Boston better this year than they were last year?
I think so. Were they at one loss? And guess who? And Ducks gave them their first loss?
Yep.
I don't know.
It's a long way.
It's a long season, injuries and all that, but, no, I'm like
trades,
what I'm seeing.
Yankees.
I like what I'm seeing. And like we always said, we got guys. I know we traded a few guys to get one star, but we still got guys. We're good. And let's just keep it up, man. Five in a row or four in a row.
I mean, the Coyotes are playing 500 hockey right now.
Dude, I want to know when we play the fucking Sharks. Can we do back-to-back games with the Sharks, I hope? Did you see? They haven't won a game. They lost two games in a row, 10-0.
They're the only winless team in all of hockey.
Unbelievable, man.
I actually kind of feel bad for them.
Dude, but the Oilers only have two more wins than them, which is crazy.
You know what's insane, though? Is who's the Stars? Who's the Sharks fan?
Oh, Gerald. Our asshole friend Gerald. But he doesn't talk about Sharks anymore.
Oh, no. He's been real quiet about the Sharks. He's got a new grandkid now, so I worry about...
Like when I see so far, let's see how we match up with Vegas tomorrow. And let's just keep, pucks on net, right?
Guys into boards. That's the next one, dude. Keep on hitting people. Find a body. Dude, put one
Doughty.
On.
Doughty's having an unbelievable year so far. I don't know how he's doing. How many years has he played?
The fact that we're still doing this with a kind of a weak defense.
Yeah.
And we said, how many more seasons does him and Kopi have? And on top of that, they just keep on getting older.
But they keep performing.
I know, but it's still early.
I know.
I get nervous.
It's so early. And as long as we don't play, maybe Oilers won't make the playoffs this year, but you know they will.
Dude, they're too good to not make the playoffs. I'd be shocked. I mean, the Ducks and the Kraken. I mean, the Kraken were solid last year. The Ducks can't keep this up, can they?
Ducks will start losing. Hell no.
Paul Kariya ain't coming out of that locker room. Teemu Selanne.
Gordon Bombay.
Goldberg.
But that's enough hockey talk for now. But let's move on to Lakers, where they're struggling. But this is another thing. It's fucking 82 games. We're without Rui. We're without Vanderbilt. We're without Gabe Vincent. But we haven't won a road game yet. That's not great.
Guess who's hurt again?
Yeah, exactly. But it sounds like he's going to play tomorrow. But
he should be fine.
Every time you look up, though, this guy's on the ground.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable, dude.
And you see what we did today? We went to the league office to say that.
Complain about and they said calls
against LeBron. I don't know.
Who else would it be?
Well, I know.
A player in the NBA would do that?
No other player, I don't think. Maybe Doncic.
Because I think that they know the NBA will cave. The NBA will be like, you know what?
I thought they were going to cave, but
refs, but they did it tighter for them.
But they, I mean, maybe tomorrow I'll probably hit the free throw line like 20 times.
Sure. Exactly. They didn't. They didn't publicly, but you know, tomorrow they're going to have a very, very loose.
Dude, what's the LeBron free throws prop?
Oh, that's a great question. Hammer the over. Hit that over. Again, can I ask you a question? As NBA Laker fans, give me my opinion for me. Are we supposed to be in favor of this in-season tournament? What is this all about?
I'm so confused. I'm not really sure. I guess just because no one tanks, but like, and then what, you wouldn't win like a prize at the end, but these guys already are fucking millionaires.
You're like 500 G's or something. Each player gets 500 grand, I think, something like that. But here's the thing. Are they trying to make it like soccer where you have like now an internal tournament for your country? Like,
yeah, I'm not sure. And you see this, you see the courts?
Some of them are hideous.
What the hell are we doing here?
Some of them need to fire their marketing directors. Like, some of them look terrible.
I know they're trying something new to stop tanking, but I don't know, man. It's just, or not tanking, but like, oh, the days off, right? But yeah, I can't keep up with the in-season tournament. But I'm sure, who knows?
We're at Houston, then we go to Phoenix.
Phoenix is struggling. Who else?
Two winnable games, right?
Yeah, and then
We come home for Portland, Memphis, and the Queens.
Oh, dude. Okay, so home schedule is looking good. Yeah, winnable stretch. Let's win a fucking road game tomorrow, please, against Houston. Come on.
Yeah,
Houston. Olajuwon's not walking through that door. I'm like what I'm seeing from LeBron. I still don't know how he's doing this at this level. What is he, 39, 38?
You're going to be asking that more often now because he's going to be getting all the calls starting tomorrow.
Yeah. And then AD, I mean, I'm glad we extended him, but I know Gerald's not. But every time I look up, he's on the ground.
And that's why I'm saying it's inevitable with AD. Like, yes, I know it's just a minor injury. Yeah. It should be fine. He tried to come back in the third. He just didn't. Precautionary. I get it. But already, dude. Or how many games into the season is he going to be now missing games?
I agree. And then we need our guys back because this is too much Cam Reddish stuff, dude. This guy needs off. This guy sucks. There's a reason why he's been on a million teams and like, oh, we got him because he went to Duke. Like, dude, he's not that good. And he said, of course, the play was for him at the end of yesterday, and he obviously misses. He's wide open for the game winner. I don't know, man.
But I mean, they had that dialed in. They knew they were going to quadruple team LeBron.
No. I love that was a great basketball play by LeBron. But just Reddish hit that's why we need Vincent and Vanderbilt back. But I said, it's so like going back to the Kings, it's so early in the season. But I don't really like what I'm seeing so far. Do you? But it's kind of hard to tell because we don't have help. Yeah, we'll be fine.
I think we'll be fine. We're missing our role players. Yes, our bigs are playing right now, but we're missing our role players. I think we'll be fine. I'm not hitting the panic button yet.
No. And Reeves just started off slow, but
this was supposed to be a different year. Don't forget about that. We said, okay, we're gonna get a high seed in the playoffs. So come the new year, come around January 1st. Yeah. If we haven't turned it around by then,
because this kind of starts. I always think like basketball season kind of starts like Christmas Day games, right? There you go. True. That's when we'll see.
That's how like we're the doing. First real day that people actually care.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless you got NFL on like last past Christmas.
Oh yeah, and they had like the worst ratings, right?
Or the ratings in the NBA games were horrific.
Well, the worst ratings were Rangers Diamondbacks. Props to Seager, by the way.
Bastard. Props to Seegs. If we're going to get into that right now, I mean,
we'll get into. We're going to talk some baseball. I don't even want to talk about that team, but. We're going to have to. But yeah, Lakers will be fine. Let's get our guys back. No more. And then what's D'Angelo doing, dude? You saw he got ejected? Dude, you can't get ejected. Yeah, that was dumb on him. But I don't even know why we signed him.
D'Angelo.
Why do we resign him?
I guess he actually comes through right now when we have all these injuries.
That's true.
If you think about it. I mean, I'm not saying he comes through, but he is needed at this point when you look at all the injuries that we have.
Yeah.
To be honest, you know what? To me, it feels like NBA season hasn't really started. I haven't really like cared.
That's what I'm saying. Lakers I know because there's right football like, going on. There's hockey.
There's like things we
college basketball right just started. I haven't watched any of that. But football's
Champions League. You're still going.
Champions League. Shout out to AC Milan today. That was fucking awesome.
Big Giroux with the winner. But yeah, man. I haven't even really like paid attention to NBA enough to really care. You're right. Christmas Day. Christmas Day.
Then
that's when it starts.
Then
I did go see Dame. I was in Toronto. I went to go see Dame.
You hit a couple props, right? But Dame let you down.
Hit a couple props, but dude, the freaking Raptors showed up to play clearly that day. Was Drake there? Lopsided. He was there. Drake was there. I could see him. I was actually sitting across from him. I wasn't courtside though, but I could see him down there.
Did you hammer the
way you can tell it's Drake is because his fucking watch literally like glares across the whole entire stadium.
How big was his coat?
I don't think he had a coat night, to be honest. I think he was just in like a black hoodie and like jeans or something, but you definitely knew it was him.
Should we talk about the before we get on to baseball, the fucking Clippers? Oh my gosh, what a joke, which is fine because we don't like the Clippers and but that is hilarious.
It's kind of laughable.
It is laughable. Because, I mean, what?
They got blown out the second half by the Knicks.
I know. And you already know Westbrook and Harden don't
hate each other.
I know. So that
was. Let's be honest. They hate each other.
Slap in the face to Westbrook. And then Kawhi, I mean, I don't know, man. He's like, whatever. That's fine. Hopefully, I mean, they're going to win some games, of course, because you have a lot of talent. But
I just want to know between the Knicks game to the end of the season, how many minutes will all three of them be on the court together at the same time? Between George, Kawhi, and Harden.
And how many games in is Harden going to request a trade?
Oh, God. Here's the thing, though. I think at this point, if it doesn't work out, I think his career is 100%.
Because this is a contract year, right?
Finished.
Yeah. So
this is what he asked for. He wanted to come to LA. You got what you asked for. Beggars can't be choosers. You probably wanted the Lakers, but it didn't happen. You got the Clippers instead. You got what you asked for. You came to the city of Los Angeles.
No excuse. So,
no excuse.
But we'll see. I mean, this guy.
And I just love the fact that Clippers just do stupid, horrific. Your owner is worth $72 trillion. And I get it's just play money for him. But this is why you're not going to have a fucking banner ever in the Staples Center or whatever your new arena is going to be down in LA. You're not going to have a banner because you make the stupidest decisions. This trade, I think, was horrific for the Clippers, dude.
I mean, it's
all the picks James that they Harden, gave up.
Dude. I don't care how, dude. I mean, he'll show up a few games, a couple triple doubles, but dude, that's tough. I'm glad. I'm sorry, Drew. With your
Ballmer, I know you're not paying attention to this shit, Ballmer, because you're probably like not in the weeds in this. But you need to fire somebody in the front office.
Probably
developers.
Clippers will be the Clippers, just like the Mets will be the Mets, right? Oh. All right, on to just like the Dodgers going to be the Dodgers. Let's talk a little off season. Kershaw surgery. Will he ever pitch for the Dodgers again?
Well, before I answer that, come out of nowhere. Was anybody in on this?
No, I don't know.
Are we aware of this issue?
Was he pitching with a bum shoulder against the fucking Diamondbacks game one? Hopefully not. Or was the shoulder? Yeah, shoulder, right?
Yeah. But I mean, he still had a great season. When did this injury occur?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm missing a lot of holes in the story here.
I agree. So, I don't know.
The Dodgers ever again.
He's such a competitor. I don't think he could walk out which we mentioned last pod, walk out on giving up six runs in two innings. That's going to be the last time we ever see him. I don't think so, man.
Dude.
And now his Rangers just won.
It pains me to say this.
I know. I saw you in the group chat, which is fine. I'm okay with
that. Was the last time.
Okay. Well, it is painful because he's going to go down as well, the top three Dodger of all time, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We love him.
Regular season.
Yeah. Regular season.
Hands down. But, dude, what is the definition of insanity? Pitching Kershaw in the playoffs and expecting a different result. I really want a list of games he started in the playoffs with his stats in front of me.
A lot of heartbreaks for us.
Probably only two or three of them were on the positive stat side. If you think about it, maybe one or two against Houston in that World Series where they were cheating. The World Series we actually won down in Texas.
Yeah, he was good.
Other than that, dude, it's been a disaster. It's been a dumpster fire. I can't think of another professional athlete actually in the history of sports that was so dominant in the regular season and then just was a mental collapse in the postseason. I can't think of another athlete actually.
They did say maybe like, well, not Peyton because he did get one, which Peyton was the best regular season quarterback I've seen, right? Did he collapse in playoffs? I mean, he didn't collapse. He was just, maybe his teams couldn't. Yeah, I don't know.
No, you're right. He's got two.
No, I know he's got two, but I'm just trying to figure out guys that from regular season to.
I mean,
no, I think you're right. Unfortunately, you're right.
For somebody who's been in the postseason that much, because you can look at, okay, Dan Marino, how many times did Dan Marino make, you know,
but then the you playoffs? Ask everyone, they say his fucking team sucked, right? He never, I mean, I guess he gets a bad rep for not getting the big one, but was it on him? He was like the MVP of the team every time, right?
Laces out, Dan. But no, I mean, dude, there's no other professional athlete that I can think of that has a more decorated career regular season, but just collapses in the postseason. It's almost to the point you don't want to see the guy in postseason. You'd actually rather leave him off
and
the
for
roster.
For some reason, this year we thought it was going to be different, and he goes out there and it's 5-0.
How many years have we thought about that?
I know. No, if that was the last, I mean, we love Kershaw forever. He was like a Kobe, but Kobe won.
And you know what it is? I wonder if he actually really needs like a sports psychologist or something. I wonder if it really is mental. Like, I think he in his head, he knows he has this monkey on his back that he just can't do it. I'm sure he probably wakes up and has cold sweats and nightmares in the middle of the night of those back-to-back home runs he gave up to Washington. Oh, it's gosh. Like,
I still have nightmares about that. I was there.
How many of those times has this happened?
Yeah.
But how many times are we going to see him head down in the dugout after being pulled?
Yeah.
So I'm ready for that meme that,
yeah, we'll see what happens. Long off season, just like it should have ended a few weeks ago, but we get swept now every first round. But let's talk about, I know you want a new voice and I kind of lean towards that way now, but we're not going to trade him. I mean, we're not going to get rid of him, but I do think he got snubbed, dude. As far as the finalists, dude, are we serious? We weren't favored to win division, 16 rookies, all the pitchers out, and he doesn't even get, it's not even a finalist, bro. No, but I'm not
agree with that.
Come on, man. That's a joke. The Padres are supposed to win the division. We won 16 games.
I will give you that. He should have been a finalist, yes. And even though I'm on the train of booting him, he did, again, phenomenal in the regular season. Him and Kershaw can both.
There you go. Regular season awards. Okay, there you go. But this is the regular season award. It gets voted right before.
You're right, yes.
The playoffs. So as far as regular season goes, that's a huge sum. I don't understand. I mean,
absolutely.
Everything went wrong, and we won the division by 16 games or whatever. And then, yeah, I agree,
but I'm still not jumping off the ship that he does.
And we need
a new voice. Yeah, you look at teams that are consistently winning, and look, even they're shaking up management, dude.
I know.
Council,
dude,
the Brewers have won the Central.
And then is Aaron Boone out too?
He's got to be. He has to be, right? With that kind of lineup, and you can't even make the playoffs.
I know, dude. I would have liked Council.
I would take Council in a heartbeat.
That did David Ross dirt. Dude, I'll even take David Ross now.
And now they're even talking about Mattingly coming out of retirement.
For who? I mean, Bochy did, right? Or was Bochy not retired, right? Or
I don't know if he was fully retired. I don't think he was. But the time
how long do you think he'll stay now? Do you think he'll go back to retirement? You think he's like, dude, I fucking love this team. He'll probably stay a couple years.
If I was him, I'd walk out on top, dude. But that's me. I'd take the ring and run.
Yeah.
I'd walk out on top, but...
But yeah, so, I'm sure Roberts at least deserved a nomination. That's all I'm saying. I know we all said we need a new
voice. Don't disagree.
This has to be the final year with him, right? If we don't win?
Please, God.
I know you said this was going to be this year, that was the finals year, but this is...
Well, remember, we said in his 3-year contract, he had to win at least two rings.
Was he got one left? One
more or at least get left? To two World Series.
He's even. Got one more year left or two?
I believe he's got one left.
This is it. And then what else? Oh, yeah. Then I texted you guys last night. You know, we already knew there would be the finalists, Mookie and Freddie. It's just like two MVP finalists, bro. And we can't even get out of the fucking first round.
I know. Well, Same thing with the Braves.
I know that baseball doesn't really, it's a full, two guys won't get you. Oh, look at the Angels, Ohtani and Trout. They don't can't yep. even get, they can't even make the playoffs. So I know that's all you need is MVPs, but it's just like so frustrating. Unbelievable years, regular season. There you go. Regular mm-hmm. season.
But I mean, we right now, the Dodgers this past season with the Lakers are like the past 5 years. Couple superstars, no role players. We got to get better role players. I know we sit here whenever we do the podcast.
Are you happy with Q and Muncy?
No, I'm not. And that's the thing. This is what I'm talking about. Our role players are kind of trash, dude.
2 year deal for Muncy, bro. You're not. I thought that you. I'm sure you were so happy.
Our infield is a dumpster fire without Mookie. I mean, Mookie's now an infielder, but like without him on the infield, it's a dumpster fire, dude. At shortstop, it's a revolving door of three guys that are just trash right now. Do we really trust and have a lot of faith in him right now, though?
I don't know. Coming off of, let's just see what we do in the offseason. Let's see. Let's just see, right? We got money. Are we going to get Ohtani? Are we going to get him?
Here's the problem. What's the price tag going to be? How serious is this injury?
Yeah.
What's his pitching status? There's still take him as to a be fucking, left.
DH, dude. I mean, I saw that they're not going to accept what's his qualifying offer for JD, right? So he's probably done. Thank you, JD. Hell of a year.
Yeah, great year. Kelly's gone.
Kelly's gone. You like that.
The second
Kelly's
time.
Gone. Yeah. You don't want to go backwards anymore. You're tired of these guys, Kike? Right? He's done.
Where's that little clown, Kike?
So you just kind of want to get, even though we've had a hell of a stretch, you just want to get rid of the guys that we haven't really won with besides that one Mickey Mouse ring, right? You're just tired of all exactly. those guys. Besides Mookie and Freddie, of course.
I'm tired of Muncy. Definitely keep Will Smith. Yeah. I'm honestly at this point, I'm tired of CT3. He can go kick rocks for all I care right now. Austin Barnes, I don't even know why he's still on the team this past year.
Because Kershaw loves him. But now Kershaw's out, then we got to get rid of Barnes.
JD did his job. I'd actually like to keep him one more year, but I understand really. It doesn't make good business financial sense.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was maybe there. We'll see what happens, but... So, yeah, basically recap it. Paul hates that we're going backwards. Robert should have got a nominee, and then we have two MVP finalists, can't get out of the first round. And that's the Dodgers. That's the Dodgers for you.
But real quick, I disagree. I thought the World Series was a phenomenal World Series.
No, I watched it. No, because we're actually baseball fans, but it did get the worst ratings, they said. But
some of those games were phenomenal.
I kind of feel bad, even though the Diamondbacks beat us. Dude, those guys, hell of a run. But
I feel bad. The only reason why I was rooting for Arizona was because I'm a Paul Sewald fan. And
he got shelled one
the
game,
way right? he lost that game one, I actually felt terrible for him. And I think that actually may have lost the World Series, to be honest.
Oh, when Seager hit the two-run bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, to lose that way.
Came back in one game, too, is phenomenal. Because that's like series... That's like sweep in my... You know what I mean?
If they win that game, they're up 2-0.
Two and the whole changes everything, bro. Changes everything. That's why baseball is crazy. Fucking Seager. Mm-hmm. Missed that guy. What was the, yeah, that, you want to talk about that question? Wait, so Seager, we offered Seager money, right? He just wanted to be in Texas, took more money, right?
Yeah, he was a free agent.
Yeah,
he
so it's not like
Texas free agency.
Yeah, but it's like, why everyone's saying Dodgers got rid of him. I mean, I don't think we didn't get rid of him. He was a free agent and we tried to get him, but he wanted to go somewhere else. I'm sure he's happy that he went somewhere else, right? He's like, I don't want to be with these losers anymore.
Fucking real ring now.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, God. Should we get into football?
Yeah.
What do you think of college so far, man?
Enough of these other sports. It's football season. We need to focus on football right now. I can't talk anymore. Baseball, Dodgers.
College is going to be. I mean,
Here's the thing: new Final Four rankings are out. Playoff rankings are out. So Ohio State is one. Georgia is two. Who am I missing?
Michigan, and Georgia.
Georgia's two.
Okay, Jordan. Who's the four? Oh, Florida State.
Florida State's four.
Are any of those teams beatable?
Yes. Ohio State's beatable. Florida State, I believe, is beatable. Here's the problem. Us as being West Coast guys, being Pac-12 guys in the last year of the Pac-12. This happens every single year, dude. Pac-12 is going to beat the shit out of each other and nobody's going to make the playoffs. And I'm worried about the Washington versus Utah game this week, because right now Washington is the only chance that the Pac-12 has to make the playoff. And if Washington's the only chance, I'm rooting for Washington. I want to get a Pac-12 team in there.
I agree. But they can easily. I know
somebody's gonna fuck it up. Utah's gonna go in there and win a big game, and everybody's, oh, this is why we don't stay up late for the Pac-12 games.
Yeah, I know, dude. And then what about, so Pac-12 championship? Is there a chance that Washington and Oregon play each other? Or are they already, that can't happen?
No, so it's number one versus number two, because the South and North is gone now. So it's okay. Just the top two play each other. Same thing as Big 12.
So what will happen is Oregon's gonna beat Washington, or will they? If Oregon wins out and beats Washington, you think they'll get in?
They could, because I believe they're six right now, right? So okay. you still need somebody in the top
four. We need Oregon, Washington, get in, please. We need a Pac-12. Dude, I'm so tired of this SEC shit and fucking, you know what I mean?
I mean,
this is our last year for a chance to win the title, Pac-12 team, right? This is our last year.
Don't forget, Ohio State and Michigan still have to play.
Okay, yeah.
Georgia has a couple big games left on their schedule.
Yeah, they got Ole Miss this week.
Florida
yeah.
State's probably not going to lose a game, even though I think they are the most beatable team.
They
just have the weakest schedule in the ACC. Yeah. So Florida State, probably I'm taking to get in.
Yep.
The question will become, does the loser of Ohio State and Michigan get in as the best number one loss team in the country? That becomes the question. Because if Washington goes undefeated, they have to get in. They have to get in if you think about it.
So they'll be in, and Florida State has to be in too, right?
Correct. So it comes down to the winner.
And next year's 18 playoff. This is still four?
Yeah, still four.
Okay.
It comes down to, will Georgia lose a game? And it comes down to, will the loser of the Ohio State-Michigan game get in? That's what it's all going to come down to.
Over undefeated team. Ooh, they might.
Well, no, because at that point, there won't be any more undefeated. At that point, really, Washington will be the only one that is...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In question.
Oh, in Florida. Oh, in question, yeah.
Because everybody after Washington has a loss. Except for, like, what's that team back east small college that's, like, 9-0 or something, but they're James not even in the
ranked. Whatever. How about Bama, yep. Dude? They're
getting better.
No.
They're creeping up there, dude. And they have to play Georgia, I believe.
Yeah. They'll probably do fucking Saban.
Watch out for Bama. I think the other team that's in the mix is Texas. I just don't think Texas' resume.
Dude, how about
they got another quarterback USC, now? Bro, I think they're a mess.
Which I love to see. Oh, such a high expectation. Well, they got three losses now. He's crying with the defensive
coordinator.
Yeah, a little too late, like Gerald said. And then like Caleb's just all about. It just seems like he's all about himself to me. I know he's amazing.
He doesn't care.
He does not care, bro.
He's got a Heisman. He knows he's going to be a high draft pick, which I think he's not a guaranteed number one.
Yeah, they're saying another Drake May, and I know
he's a guaranteed first pick is dumb in my opinion.
He also said he doesn't want to go first pick, right?
He doesn't. That's why he says he wants to stay.
I do love to see it. I know that UCLA is not much better, but it is funny because everyone thought USC was going to win it all this year, but three losses, and they'll probably get their ass kicked to Oregon this week, right?
Well, you know what's funny? I was kind of in that boat too. That thought that they had a good chance to win it.
I just like to see. I'm not saying that
I just didn't realize the defense was that dog.
Yeah, I thought they worked on it, but work
on it. At this point, like Penix Jr. has, in my opinion, is
the Heisman, right?
Doing everything possible to be the Heisman. I don't understand.
I agree. Travis from, yeah, and then what we got for. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens.
There's some big games this week, actually. I actually think there's going to be some big upsets. Tough board. I could not read the board very well.
Let's stay on this three and one. Finally, we're hot. NFL, not so great, but let's stay hot in college right now. Who do we got?
I went 3-1 last week in college.
We both went 3-1. Let's go.
My record is 23-21-2. And again, I couldn't figure out the board too much today. So I'm
22-20-2. What do you got?
I'm taking a few overs here because the spreads are kind of I don't know. I'm going first game of Vanderbilt, South Carolina, over 57.5. Neither team has defense. They're both horrible. I think I can see this being an ugly shootout that nobody cares about for nothing. Over 57 and a half.
And I'll stick on the overs. I mean, I keep hitting USC over, so I'm just going to continue to do it. Oregon, USC over 73 and a half. We got it. I mean, Oregon could score 60.
If you have any savings, anybody listening out there, if you got savings for the kids' college tuition, house fund, whatever, bet it on that game because we're both on it. That's one of my locks this week.
It's a lock.
USC, Oregon, over 73
and a half. I just don't see how that goes under. Do you?
I just don't see it.
Yeah.
And then, put it over 100.
And what else I got here, man? We got to see. Oh, dude, Colorado. I know Arizona's hot right now, but Colorado, besides getting blown out to Oregon, they've been in games. I know they keep losing, but Colorado plus 10 and a half at home. I don't know. I like it. And they're trying to get, I think, one more win. They're bowl eligible. So I think plus 10 and a half, Colorado. What do you got? Oh, this guy.
Prime time.
This guy agrees.
Prime time.
That's another one. Dion, baby.
Prime time. Colorado has been in every single game. If you look at the scores, they have not lost more by more than 10 in only two different occasions. Yeah. Colorado. Arizona is playing phenomenal football. Yeah. Arizona is hot right now. They're going into a cold Boulder. It's going to be possibly wet. I like Colorado to keep this close. Prime time.
Colorado's due to win a game. It's bowl. They want to be, dude, they got to make the bowl game. You know, NCAA wants to make the bowl game. The Mayo Bowl or whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever bowl.
Sun Bowl in El Paso.
Exactly. So we're rolling with prime time. Come on, Prime. And then let's see. Got two more. Oh, we're talking about Texas, dude. I feel like this game is always close.
TCU, Texas?
They could keep it close, I think. I know their defense is dog shit. I mean, Colorado scored how many points, but I think TCU plus 10 at home dogs. Keep it close.
I like that. I got two more. This game, I'm going to tell you to bet it. Don't even watch it. You don't need to watch it. Just know it's going to be a snooze fest because you're going to fall asleep if you watch this game. This game, I think, is the line is incorrect. Iowa minus 1.5 against Rutgers. Rutgers is dog shit. Iowa, I get they play the most boring football. This final score could be 15-12. I don't care. They're still going to cover the 1.5. Iowa minus 1.5.
I like it.
Don't watch the game, though.
So yeah, that's five for you. I took four. You got five?
That's four. My fifth one, my last one. Okay. So I'm riding them again. Stanford coming off a big win. It doesn't mean shit. Oregon State minus 21 and a half or 20, excuse me, it's 21. Oregon State minus 21. They cover against Stanford. Oregon State is too good. Bounce back. I think they're going to roll. But just to recap, we were both on USC, Oregon over 73 and a half, and we're both on Colorado plus 10 and a half.
Damn, bro. You didn't tell me to bring the glasses today.
I got the primes. Shout out to Blenders.
We're sponsored by Blenders, right? It's our first sponsorship.
Hey, you know what they say? When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you pick action at the urinal good. And when you pick action at the urinal good, it pays good.
Exactly. And then what's up, Paul saying? Good teams win, great teams cover, right?
Boom.
That's the motto this week. Let's go on to NFL where shit, I went 1-3. So I'm 18-2. You went what, 2-2?
I went 2-2 overall. I am 11-16-2. Still not there yet. Still haven't figured out NFL.
NFL's fucking tough, bro. Oh, you want to start?
You know what? I only got two. I'm keeping it simple this week.
Man, I got a bunch. All right, I'll start.
Go for it.
I know everyone's on the Ravens, Lamar MVP, blah, blah, blah. But, dude, divisional game, I think this line's a little too high. Browns are looking good. I think their defense could keep it close. Let me get Browns plus 6.
I don't like that pick. I love that pick. It was one of my leans. It didn't make the cut, but I do like that pick a lot. I'm with you.
All right. What do you got?
I'm sticking in the same division. The Steelers are quietly a 5-3 playing decent football, which I didn't expect from the Steelers at all right now. Give me the Steelers to cover 3 against a Packers team that I think is with Jordan Love. Yeah, just because they.
Yeah, just because they beat the shitty Rams. But I'm on that game too, but I'm going with the under. I just don't see any points in that game. Under 39 and a half, I see because Steelers, what? They don't score. Packers are dog shit, like you said. So I see.
I can see it. Low scoring game.
17-10 Steelers. We both hit.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
My only other one, my last one. this was my lock of this. I should have said this was my lock of the century last week, but we did not do a pod, but I still put it in my picks. What happens when a team fires a coach? They step up.
I know, dude.
The Raiders are playing like,
I'm on that too.
Fun, dude. They look like the little giants out there. They're having fun. I think this home dog getting 1.5.
Yes, dude.
Jets.
Sunday night.
Give me the Raiders.
Dude, with Antonio Pierce, dude. Come on. Yeah, I'm adding that. I'm doing a six pack. I'm adding the Raiders too, man. For Antap, dude. Yeah, right. They're gonna keep. They're gonna win out. Hopefully, they sign him. Where Bisaccia, remember they did Bisaccia dirty. Maybe, dude. I like it. And no, you can't trust Zach Wilson. We saw it last night.
No, the Raiders are playing fun, dude. The Raiders.
Dude, I'm rooting. Okay, this game, man. I'm a Chargers fan. I root for him, but I mean, Lions off a bye, dude. I just they're -2.5 in Chargers, which. You know that's not a home field advantage. There's going to be more Lions fans off a bye. Short week for Chargers. You got to give me Lions, money line, -2.5.
I wanted to touch that game. I stayed away.
I mean, though. I want Chargers to win, but I just, dude, perfect spot for Lions. Off a bye and short work week for Chargers. And it's going to be like a million Detroit fans, no Charger fans.
That's why I stayed away from that game. Yeah. I didn't want to touch that. Now the Chargers are down to like what? The Keenan Allen and a bunch of guys off the practice squad at wide receiver.
Yeah. And then, okay, I'm sticking. I mean, this one, okay, it's up to 7. Bengals -7. Oh, yeah, Stroud. Everyone loves him. I get it. MVP, rookie. But, dude, this is where you fade the Texans. I mean, what we've seen from the Bengals last month, these guys are on fire. I know Carroll.
What's up with Chase,
though?
What is up with Chase?
Chase or not, dude, I just think, I know Stroud, he looked amazing. Everyone's going to be patting him on the back. But, dude, this is a different ball club. We're talking about Tampa Bay. Daddy, you know, dude, you were faded Tampa Bay all last year. I'm sure you faded them this year, too.
This is true.
I think Bengals win at least by 2 touchdowns or 10. Dude, they're hot right now. How do you pick against them?
Again, it's in my leans. I want to take the Bengals. I'm not going to lie. Asshole Gerald scared me away from that game. That text message from Gerald scared me away out of that pick. So now I can't go back to it, but that was one of my
props
leans.
To CJ Stroud. Unbelievable year, rookie of the year. But I think you're going into Cincy. Since he's not messing around right now, dude.
They're hot. They
and
are
you saw Tech, dude, Texans let Baker what throw all over the field, bro. So what's Burrow gonna do?
I want to see what happens with Chase, though. That's what I want to see.
I agree. And then the last one, Monday night game. I usually don't pick Monday night games, but Broncos, Bills, dude. That's just give me the over in that. 46.5. They're off.
I like
Bills,
that.
Bills will score. Their defense is not. The defense is dog shit. And Broncos, we already know their defense is dog shit, but them scoring a few. I see a shootout Monday night. Wilson and Allen.
Another game that I almost took the Broncos in that game. Not gonna lie, I think the Bills are an interesting team. Nobody. What the fuck are the Bills
going on with them? Right. I know. I took Bills charge. Yeah, I was my Super Bowl picks. Wait, who'd you take? Niners Bills, right?
I got Niners Bills.
I still see Niners, but I don't know about Bills, bro.
Dude, the Bengals are playing out of their mind right now. I think the Bengals are coming on hot at the right time.
I agree.
But I don't know. Those are our picks. They look like they picked apart the Bills the other night.
They're going to do that to the Texans.
All right, man. So I did lean the Bengals. I did lean the Broncos. I'm staying away, though.
Let's stay hot, man. I mean, NFL, we have to bounce back. College, just stay hot. NFL, bounce back. All right. Let's go with Coach Prime. Come on, Coach Prime. Prime time. Where's the watch?
He's in Boulder. He's in Boulder.
That's what Shadur is going to be doing after he beats Arizona there. Let's go. All right, man.
All right, bro.
Later.
Later.